English C2. Listening and summarizing. You will now hear a talk. You will hear it once. You have been asked to write a structured summary of what you hear for someone who cannot attend. Make notes on the paper provided while listening to the talk.
The future of malaria control in Africa has to be anchored in quality data, quality assured data that countries can have complete ownership of and they begin to use to design the future of malaria control. I think there's too much emphasis at the moment on models that are generated in the north that aren't appropriate for Africa. There's far too little use of data that exists in African countries to support African governments in their decision making, and there needs to be a complete sea change in this use of evidence. And this is what this project is all about, basically. It's about increasing the capacity of countries to assemble the information that exists within their national borders and how they might use that to change the future. Well, the LINC program as it is now is based at the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine, but it had an earlier history, as it were, which began in Nairobi, I'd say about 2 or 3 years ago, when we started working with the Kenyan government to try and assemble all the malaria epidemiological evidence so that they could better design the distribution of insecticide-treated bed nets, distribution of ACTs, IRS, and what they might do to improve progress towards reducing malaria morbidity and mortality in Kenya. And that was really a science and government collaboration, where we're assembling the data, modelling the data, working closely with the National Malaria Control Programme. And that relationship worked really well. So it helped the Kenyan government secure money from the Global Fund, helped them design their national malaria strategy, and was actually a classic example of assembling epidemiological data to design control. And I would say that was probably one of the first times it's been done for over 20, 30 years in Africa, because at the time that the Rollback Malaria Initiative started, things were so bad across Africa, everybody just did everything irrespective of what the epidemiology was. So you just threw everything in the kitchen sink at malaria, ACTs everywhere, bed nets everywhere, irrespective of whether or not people needed it or it would be most effective. So after 10 years we began to nuance that and fine-tune it using data. And we've been working with, from the Kenyan Medical Research Institute in Nairobi, we've been working with other countries in Somalia, Djibouti, Sudan, to do similar things. And the Department for International Development from the UK thought that this was something that was needed beyond our sub-region across Africa, and they asked us to form a project that would do an epidemiological assessment in 8 countries. That was a difficult job because there was lots of data available, but the national malaria control programs hadn't pulled it all together in one centralized set of databases. And that was part of our job. It was to actually find all this data that was held by different research groups, different NGO groups, pull it all together, put it on maps, model it, and begin to sort of develop a sort of an intelligence, as it were, is what we called a malaria intelligence system.